I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm joined by my wonderful wife, Joanne.
Hello.
If you're new here, Joanne and I are a married couple. We have two kids, ages 4 and 6, and we are parents who game and gamers who parent.
Yep.
Episode number 110. And as usual, we'll start off by talking about our busy lives and what's been going on this week. And I guess I'll start things off because I had something in mind already.
Okay, go ahead.
But last week I talked about how I had started using that app Habitica, which is kind of like an app that you get to put in daily tasks and check them off, and you get points and kind of treats it like a game, right? And for the most part, I've been doing those, right? I had added things like washing our cars once a month. And I washed both of our cars last weekend.
We washed.
Yeah.
Well, you did most of the work, though. But when I was doing that, I was just thinking that it was a good exercise as well as a good bonding activity. But at the same time, I'm like, should I download this app now? I need the goal for this.
Yeah. And I've also been doing my other tasks, right? Like I have something for doing push-ups daily.
Yeah.
And most of the time I'm doing that one. I've missed a little bit this last week. And then also we started doing a daily devotional together.
Oh, yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so that's one of my tasks. So I'm getting points for that. And it's honestly, so far, it's helping me get them done because I like checking them off. Like, that's kind of the only benefit right now is just being able to kind of mark things off the list for the day, and then but I don't really know what I'm doing in the game yet.
Have you like used the points or goal?
Yeah, I don't know what to. Well, I think I bought a pet. I don't even remember what it is. It was something weird, I remember, but I guess it wasn't special enough for me to remember what it was, but
that's funny.
I do have a pet now. Yep.
Yeah, I just like the fact that we're doing the devotionals together because that's somewhat also a healthy goal in a relationship, I guess, to kind of build our foundation on God as well, you know, just getting back to the word. I know once a week there's church, but sometimes throughout the week you need that daily dose of His word.
Yeah, and the plan we're going through is all about parenting,
yes,
which is kind of perfect for us. Something that I think every parent needs a little bit of help with.
Yes, because it's not rainbows and butterflies in parenting.
Yeah. Yeah, but what else this week's been going on?
So I think it was Tuesday that I realized it was a pumpkin decorating competition at our daughter's preschool. And I went to Walmart, bought a couple pumpkins. And at first I wanted to like play around with some funny pumpkin designs, you know, depicting motherhood. But then I was thinking, what would Faith's favorite character be, right? Not my favorite character. It's her pumpkin decorating competition. So I realized she really loved Ursula lately.
Yeah.
So I like decided to draw Ursula on a pumpkin. And yeah, we submitted that, and there will be pictures on Instagram or Twitter. But last year, I know we did a Pikachu one for Dylan, and that was a hit.
Yeah, didn't we get like second place in that contest?
Yeah, I think we did. But yeah, it's hard to do for one kid and then the next year not do for the other. So that's why I'm like, okay, I have to do something so that she knows we're also like prioritizing.
Yeah, if you ask me, I think this one you went more all out on than last year's, even so, maybe even overdid it a little.
Hopefully,
we still win the contest.
Yeah, I'm okay with still second place. I just like the gift that they got, you know, from the prizes last year. Hopefully, this year would be equally good. But yeah, that took me less than a day to complete. And then...
It consisted of two different pumpkins used for Ursula, right?
Yeah, one for the head, one for the body.
With tentacles and fully painted and really well detailed out. I think you did a really awesome job. So if you like pumpkin decorating, you should check this out on our socials. And I'll bug Joanne until she puts it on our Discord too. So if you're in there, you can see it.
Yes. And then we had a busy weekend starting on Friday because, when during pickup, I meet a lot of these, mom friends picking their kids up from the same neighborhood. And, one of the days, they were saying, hey, we should do a play date. And I'm a woman who likes to stick to my word. I don't just throw it out there and say yes to a play date without actually, planning one. So I told them, hey, I got this bubble wands for giant bubbles. Let's do it this evening or this Friday evening. So we all plan it out. And another mom who opened her driveway to this play date told me that she got pumpkins for painting and some storm rockets. She decked it all out with snacks and picnic mats and everything. So it became a play date between five families, I think.
Yeah, it was a lot bigger deal than I thought. And you were like, oh, it was a play date. I thought it was just our kids and their kids, but it was kind of a whole neighborhood gathering and just kind of hanging out in their driveway. And they, like you said, had lots of things for the kids to do. Mm-hmm. Did they even decorate pumpkins?
Yeah, they decorated pumpkins.
Because we didn't have enough pumpkin decorating earlier in the week.
They even had cornhole, the game, out. And then I don't think anyone played cornhole. Everyone was playing with the bubbles and the storm rockets was a blast, that's for sure. But there was also chalks for growing on the driveway. So it was a fun gathering. It just reminded me of the 90s when, my neighbors and I will just hang out and play in the streets with no screen time and just...
Yeah, I feel like going around neighborhoods nowadays, you don't really see people outside anymore, or at least as much.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I remember growing up always going outside and you knew all your neighbors and you were outside hanging out with them a lot.
Yeah, because what are you going to do at home? Watch TV?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just nice to see our kids doing that with other kids. And actually, we're still planning on doing some this week, upcoming week.
That's good. Getting to know your neighbors and the people who live near you and kids are making friends. And
parents are socializing.
Yeah.
But that was a Friday evening, so it was well spent. We had popsicles too, so it was ooh, fun times. And then sometime in the middle of this week as well, there's this booster-thon thing that happened at our son's school, which is basically a fundraising event, right? For them to build some improvements on their playground or something. But I just remembered during the start of it, the PTAs, we all went to the school and, they did a presentation on what this whole thing is about and that you get prizes or little mini milestone prizes. If you collected a certain amount of money, you get some goodies, keychains or little mini games that the kids could play with. So it was fun because, we were all in our, I don't know, we had pom-poms and we were dancing to Taylor Swift songs before the event just to hype everyone up. And I know Dylan, we shared his link and everything, and he came home on Friday with a bunch of goodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
For achieving certain milestones. And one of it, especially you, really like. It's called, I don't know what you call it. It's a Panda Pop thing. It's called Panda Pop, but it's almost like a dart game. There's a board and then you kind of throw it on that board to see if you get the bullseye. Or you could use it just to throw on the ground.
Yeah, it's kind of like the shape of a dart, except on both ends, it kind of has a suction cup thing, and it's made out of
rubber.
Rubber.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and you can kind of just, toss them or throw them in the air, and then they'll come down and land on the tile and stick
Yeah, as long as it's a flat surface, whether it's on the towel or the wall.
Yeah, and so that's been fun, kind of tossing those around the house where we have tile, and the kids have been playing with those. I've been playing with them and showing them, like, cool things that you can do with, like, you know, the strength of suction. Like, you can stick it on something and use it to, like, carry it, right? Yeah. Which is totally unnecessary, but it's fun, and the kids get a kick out of it because they're like, oh, wow. You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. And I thought it was pretty cool that all these little goodies, even the keychain, Faith thought it was really cool. And she started using both keychains to make some of her play pretend conversations with one another again. Mm-hmm. I'm like, anything can be a character to her.
Yeah.
So yeah, this will be going on for the whole month, I think.
Oh, so it's not over yet?
It's not over yet.
Oh, no. I thought since he got the prizes, that meant that it was over.
No, it will be like up till the 25th, I believe. So not fully like till the end of October, but close enough.
Okay, cool. So and he might get some other stuff still.
He might. And also at the end of it will be a fun run where it's an obstacle course. And we, the PTAs, obviously, are all again in charge of like helping out with creating the obstacle course. And I know there's like a rock wall with a slide at the end of it. So that's...
Are the kids going to be going on this obstacle course?
Yes, they will be doing it. So that's why donating per lap. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how many laps he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's this whole like kind of event thing is like associated with, I don't know the right term, but associated with Dude Perfect.
Yeah, Dude Perfect. I've never heard of them until
which
this.
I think they're like a group of guys who do like trick shots and crazy stuff, I think.
I know. I was about to.
Right? So like, yeah, there's all kinds of cool prizes that are kind of related to things like that that he got. So pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But also keeping us busy this weekend, Dylan had a soccer game today.
Yeah.
And we tied.
Again.
Again. So same result as last week, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely want to get out there and practice with Dylan some more and help him hopefully win our next game.
Yes.
And then
another birthday
party. Right, yeah, like
right
after the soccer game, we had a birthday party to go to. So one of Dylan's friends, we got to go to a birthday party, and I didn't really know what was going to be going on, right? And so we get over there, and they have some Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so some yummy chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A, and then I'm kind of just hanging out with the dads while the kids are eating, and all of a sudden, a truck and, like, a big old trailer pulls in, like, in front of the house, and I was just like, please let this be for the party, like, because I didn't know if it was just going down the street or whatever, you know, and it stopped, like, right in front of the house, and it was, like, this big old trailer that was, like, like video game truck or something like that.
Yeah, it's a game truck.
Yeah, and so you can walk into the trailer and there's a whole bunch of like TVs and like they have all kinds of consoles like set up in there and people can go inside there to play video games.
I know.
Right? Which was really cool idea. And
it's like decked out with RGB.
Oh yeah, there was like lights and it looked like a, I don't know, like a club in there like with all like the different colored lights and stuff. And so the kids got to spend like 2 hours in there playing. I don't know if they were playing PlayStation or what, but I walked inside just to like check on Dylan because like he went in there and it was like maybe like an hour went by or an hour and a half. And I was like, they're all still in there, right? Like it was like 15 kids like went into that trailer and then it's
drive
like
off.
You can't really hear what's going on in there and stuff. So like we just go like just to check on him and stuff. And all the kids, there was like three different TVs in there, and they were all playing this like the same game, I think. And it was one we had played before and did not like. I did not like this game like hardly at all. It was like, it was a Game Pass game. I think it was one that we reviewed or maybe thought about reviewing. Mm-hmm. Maybe we didn't because we didn't like it.
Yeah.
But they were all playing Gang Beast, which is, I don't know, like you kind of like this ragdoll thing and you're just trying to like grab the other players and like throw them or like knock them off stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really care for that game, but they were playing it like the whole time.
I don't know how someone could invest 1.5 hours on that game.
Yeah.
I hope that they were playing a different game before you walk in.
Yeah, maybe. I need to check with Dylan on that. Yeah, but I mean, he did get kind of bored, like probably like an hour and a half into the 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then he wanted to go back inside. Oh, and another thing at the party, Dylan doesn't have a lot of experience around dogs or even like other animals for that matter.
Yeah, he only has a fish, so.
Yeah, right. That doesn't really count. And they have a big dog, like a
golden retriever.
Mm-hmm. Right? Pretty big dog. And he's like more or less been like afraid of dogs up to this point because like he hasn't really had a chance to like get to know one.
Yeah.
Right? And so he goes in and he sees the dog and he like kind of gets behind me, like doesn't really want it to come close. And the dog's super excited. People are coming in and the dog's moving around a lot and Dylan like kind of gets scared.
Yeah.
And like he literally runs away from me, like runs around the corner even. And but I the dog's super nice, super friendly, and I start like petting the dog and playing with the dog and like kind of get Dylan to warm up to the dog.
Uh-huh.
And by the end of the birthday party, like he wants to play with the dog, like he doesn't want to leave, and he's not really so much afraid of it anymore.
Which
was really good, like growth for him to like be around a dog for that long.
Yeah.
You know, so that he knows he should still be careful around animals, but you don't have to worry that, like, every dog is, like, going to bite you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or be, like, that afraid of, especially if someone's telling you, hey, the dog's okay, she's not going to bite, she's friendly, you know. So, hopefully his view of dogs have changed a little bit, but we'll see.
I'm a cat lover, by the way.
Yeah. One step closer to getting a dog, maybe.
I'll change your view on cats, then. Yeah, I get to change my view on dogs.
Cats are still dangerous, Dylan. No. Still be afraid of cats. No. Dogs, though, are okay.
No.
Yeah. And then tonight, actually, you pretty much just got back from something, but share about that.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I spoke about self-care and all that. And I actually went on a mom's night out tonight. Been a while since I went on one, and it was nice again. We were celebrating like 5 birthdays at once. So
including yours?
Including mine, yeah. I mean, it's very casual, and it's not like someone's treating someone. It's, you know, we just all gather to celebrate each other. And they even gave sparklers on top of some ice cream with sprinkles and stuff. For us to share.
Oh, nice.
They gave 2 plates of that. And they sang us happy birthday. So it was really fun. We went on a sushi mom's night out, which is rare because not everyone likes sushi. But thankfully, this place was very diverse. We have vegetarian friends. So there's a vegetarian roll. And then there's also cooked sushi, which my friends and I picked. And then there's raw salmon and sashimi. So another friend likes that. So it's really nice to have a place that serves it all.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun outing. I think there were like 6 of us. No, 7. 7's a lucky number. Yep. So we're looking forward. We don't do this often. So probably another 3 months till the next one. It's busy around the holidays.
Not that long. Well, yeah. We do have the holidays coming up. Mm-hmm. So maybe.
Need to wait for the stars to align for all the moms to be able to free up time. But that is it. And life this week, it's already busy enough, you know, with school stuff and play dates, but definitely fulfilling.
Right, right.
So, shall we jump to gaming?
Yeah, sure. And I can talk about what I've been playing this week, which I did get a little bit of Midnight Suns in.
You're not done with that game?
No. I mean, it's been a couple weeks since I talked about it because, you know, we were traveling and I just didn't really get around to playing it at all. And I literally hopped back in and did like 1 main story quest and maybe a couple. And I actually unlocked a new character which is the Hulk.
You haven't had the Hulk all this while? What? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you have to fight him a few times because he technically, like, I won't explain why because I don't want to ruin story for anyone. But yeah, he's still like in the game, but then you don't really get to like use him on your team until like the point that I'm at, right? And I think I've got like 2 missions in with him. And the way that it seems to be, every time you unlock characters, they're like stronger than
Yeah.
The rest of the characters, pretty much, it seems like. And you get them at, like, a pretty high level.
Okay. So, wait. Just out of curiosity, do you have all the famous Avengers set with? So, you have Iron Man, you mentioned that before.
I have most Hulk. Of them. I don't have, you don't have, like, Thor. Like, Thor is not in the game.
Okay. What about Captain America?
Yeah. So, you have, you unlock Captain America and Iron Man and Spider-Man and Doctor Strange.
Black Widow?
No.
Okay.
It's not like every character. It's just like most of the Avengers.
So gotcha. Like, except, and then now the Hulk.
Yeah. And so now I have the Hulk.
Okay.
But then there's a lot of other characters like Magic and Blade and Ghost Rider.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That you can play with as well. So there's a like pretty diverse amount of characters. And also Wolverine.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. And so I did like the next main story quest and I got a note that the next one after that I'm about to start is basically like the end of the game.
Ooh.
And like, I don't know if it said that it was the final mission or what, but it was basically something that was like, this is going to be the end of the game. Like once I do that mission. So that's cool. I'll probably put it aside once I finish that last story mission.
Yeah.
I don't see wanting to play it much more other than that. And then finally focus on other things. Like I still want to finish Pikmin.
True, I have.
You know,
I've yet to start on Pikmin. Not start, to continue my Pikmin journey.
And, like, it's been a while since I played any Horizon. I'm still not even that far into that game.
Oh, Horizon. I even forgot what Horizon you're talking about. Yes, I know which one, yeah.
And still haven't beaten the Elden Ring expansion yet. OMG. There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot. So it'll be nice to kind of check this one off the list finally.
I'm going to start World of Warcraft without you.
Yeah, you could.
My friend's waiting on me.
Yeah, go for it.
Speaking of WoW, let's talk about LOL.
Yeah, so this week we went back to playing some League of Legends.
Yes.
Right, it's been probably a couple months since we had played it. We talked about Swarm Mode a lot back then, which is no longer a thing, unfortunately. Sad face.
Sad.
But they do have another mode, which I forget what it's called, like Ultimate Spellbook or Unlimited Spellbook, something like that, which is basically, it's very similar to like the base 5v5 mode in these, you know, in like a MOBA game, so like League of Legends. And most games like this, you have like an ultimate ability that has a really long cooldown, but it's also really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And in this mode in particular, you still have your character's ultimate ability, but then you also get to pick like one of four other random ultimate abilities. So you can kind of combine ultimates, like mix and match from like your character with a different character. So you could always be like, wow, these two abilities would work really well together. And then you have a chance to get both of them if you can kind of make that work. So it's fun. And then every time like you go back to base or die, you can switch it out for a different one, so you're not stuck with that one the whole time if you don't really get good options.
Yeah,
so it's kind of mixing up the game as you go a little bit. And so that mode's been fun. It makes it a little bit more complicated because now you have one more ultimate ability to manage and try to use. But it's been fun.
And I just want to add to that this week when we played League of Legends, it's my first time to play against players, I think. Like, before this, we were just playing against bots, right? Yes,
but I will add, the hardest level bots were actually pretty good. Probably the best, like, computer difficulty of any game like this, of any, like, you know, RTS or MOBA, of the games that have had computers that you can play against. Like, these ones were really good.
Yeah, it's almost like fighting against real life people.
Yeah, I mean, they were probably better than some players or most players.
They're better than me.
The bots on the hardest difficulty were pretty good. So it's not that far different from like doing a normal match where you're playing against real people.
Yeah.
But yes, that was a first for you this last week, was actually playing with other players.
And obviously I was carried, but still, we won both times.
You did pretty good. You did pretty good those games. And we won. So
yeah,
that counts.
But one thing I would say, because I know like this past week, our kids were kind of having a hard time going to bed, right? One thing I have to say, League of Legends is not a forgiving game when it comes to being AFK.
It's really not. Yeah.
So,
yeah, like if you are not there within like 45 seconds of the game starting,
you get warning.
Yeah, you'll probably even short of that where you get a warning, but then you'll actually be kicked or like the game will, I don't know if you're kicked or like you'll be penalized or like you'll be considered kind of a lever and your team can kind of restart with someone else or like kind of restart the match.
I think the game would even like make you do a vote if you want to kick that person out because that person doesn't seem to be around, you know? So you can get voted to be kicked out by other team members. So I struggle with those kind of games, and I can see why it's hard for like parents of newborns to play that game.
That's why I never played that game, you know, when we were busy with newborns and stuff. It's not forgiving at all, for which it makes sense because they don't want people ruining the game.
Yeah.
By stepping away or leaving.
Because it's really, you need all five players.
Yeah. I remember playing that game when I lived at home a lot, and my parents would be like, pause it or like, come down for a little bit, or like, can you do this for me really quick? And I'm like, ah.
I can't.
Like, it's so hard to do that. And like, if I could, I love playing games where I could just pause it and like step away and do stuff. But yeah, this is definitely a game that even just like a minute can be like kind of devastating to the flow of the game.
Yes.
And potentially have you like marked as AFK or something.
Yeah. So, every second counts.
Yeah. But still having fun being able to play it.
Yep.
And especially since our kids, for the most part, sleep pretty well.
Yeah. It was just like a couple nights when we were playing, right?
Yeah.
And then we have been playing this mobile game called We Are Warriors.
Yep. Same one we brought up last week, but we are still playing it.
Yeah, you're definitely further into the game.
Yeah, I have like gone through all the eras and then you jump to like a different timeline. And I'm on like timeline 11 or 12.
What? I didn't know it goes that far. I think I'm still timeline 2 or 3.
It's just started repeating, I think.
Oh, okay.
But it still gets, like, the difficulty and the multipliers and everything keep going up. So it still gets
harder,
like, more and more difficult.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've seen, like, anything new, like, for a while.
Yeah.
But it's fun because I think I unlocked something at timeline 15. So I might try to get there. I don't know. That still seems like a ways away. But, I mean, I'm moving through the timelines pretty fast, obviously.
Are you paying for this?
No. No, of course.
You're going fast.
Not spending any money. No, that's a waste. But it's cool because you get like the cards. You can spend like your gems on like the cards that give you more damage and health.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like the blue potions. I don't even know what they call them. That you can use to like level up your abilities.
Your skills,
and get new skills.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I have a bunch of cool ones. Like I have like a meteor shower. Obviously, you have, like, the freeze one, which I think is, like, one of the first ones you get. And I have one that does damage to all the enemies and pushes them back, which is really good in, like, a tower defense kind of game. And a bunch of other ones, but those are, like, the main ones that I use. And then, I forget what timeline it is, but later on, you'll unlock a, like, talent tree.
Oh, wow, you get so complex.
Yeah, and you can, like, put your talent points in different things, like, based on, like, what you want. So, like, and the talent tree is, like, really big. Like, I'm still just at the start. And, like, you haven't even unlocked it yet.
No.
It's, like, you don't unlock it until, like, later on in the game. And it seems like it would take forever to, like...
get there.
Yeah, like, start to work your way up the tree. So, it seems like there's still a lot more we could be doing in the game. It's kind of fun for now.
Yeah.
I could see playing it maybe like another week, maybe two.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know. I'm only in timeline 2 or 3, not timeline 12 like you are. And I'm already struggling to stay committed to that game. I feel like it takes a lot of time to get through each era.
Yeah, so. It depends. I think like the more strategic you are about them, then, you know, obviously the more gold you get and the more upgrades you get, and then you kind of move through the eras faster.
Yeah, you're good at that whole strategy thing. And it has a lot of ads, you know, to double up the gold.
Yeah,
and
but I like how they're all optional. Like, you don't have to watch any ads. It's more like if you want to double the amount of gold you got for that run.
Yeah.
Or, you know, spin a wheel of rewards and you can, but it's all optional.
Well, yeah, but still, you want to get the
double. I still end up doing it because I want to progress faster without paying anything, and it's a lot easier to watch an ad.
Exactly. So. But by watching the ad, I actually like one game so much that I downloaded this game. See, the ads work, okay?
They do. Advertisements definitely work.
When you see one of it enough.
I heard that they work on 50% of all people. It works on you and not me.
Yeah, that's funny. So I really like one of the ads, and I downloaded the game. It's called Fruit Merge, where it's, how would you explain it? It starts with a small fruit, and then you merge it.
What's that game with like the bubble? I don't know what it's called, but like you have the different like colored balls or bubbles, and you're like shooting them down, and you're trying to make them match with other colors so that they like pop.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like that, but instead of them popping or going away, they merge and become like a bigger fruit.
Yeah.
Which is basically makes the game like you're going to lose at some point because they're not really going away. They're just merging and like...
Mm-hmm. And then you collect points with every merge that you make. And because it's like a little box and fruit gets dropped in it, and you try to merge until... they reach the top, but without making them overflow by making them merge.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
It was kind of fun.
It was cute. The fruits look cute. That's what got me. Dang, this cute fruits.
You're going to start drawing faces your fruit now at home.
They're so cute. Especially the peach. Aww.
Yeah. I mean, I got to play it once, and I didn't get anywhere near your score.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was kind of tough. It's hard to like control where things are going to be placed and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, but I like how like therapeutic it is to see the fruits merge, and they have this like popping sound, like bubble popping sound every time they merge, right? But one thing I hate about it is that if you don't pay for that game, they force you to take an ad break. Every, I don't know how many minutes.
Yeah, I played just one game, and I think it made me watch like four ads, like all throughout the thing. And it's funny how it does it, because it's like, let's take a break. And then it'll do like a short countdown for like an ad.
Uh-huh.
And then it just feels weird that like it forces you like in the middle of a match to like watch an ad.
Mm-hmm.
And it pitches it to you as where they're helping you take a break, basically.
Yeah. Because it's such a stressful
game. I know.
Game.
It's like, why would you need to be taking a break?
I know. It's so therapeutic, though.
And it's like every like minute into it or something.
Yeah, I try to skip through the ads, but I can't. They really like make you go through 30 seconds of it, and then you can choose to skip it after. But,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't want to get sucked into another ad. That's why.
Yeah, you'll go down this rabbit hole of
downloading every games. Ad. Yeah. But that is about it for gaming, right?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I've played a little bit of Marvel Snap, so it's still going with that, but nothing really big to mention there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we can jump over to new game releases this
week. All right.
We have Dragon Ball Sparking Zero on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X and S. We have Europa on PC and Switch. Metaphor ReFantazio on PC, PS4, PS5, and Xbox Series X and S. Starship Troopers Extermination on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X and S. Transformers Galactic Trials on PC and all consoles. Undisputed on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X and S. And Neva on PC, PS5, Switch, and Xbox Series X and S.
Ooh, fancy names.
Yeah, I have heard quite a bit about the new Dragon Ball game
that
was on that list that is now out, Dragon Ball Sparking Zero. And I did watch someone stream a little bit of it. And it's pretty cool. It seems like there's a pretty extensive list of characters that you can play as. And from what I saw, it was just like, you know, you're in an arena or whatever, and you're just like a fighting game, right?
Oh, is it like that Naruto game?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty similar to that. But I mean, like, if you ever played any of the Dragon Ball Z Budokai games, it felt or looked pretty similar to that. Where it's just like kind of a one-on-one, and, you know, it's almost like Mortal Kombat.
Okay, that I know.
Yeah. and it seemed like it was done pretty well in the Dragon Ball universe. So I don't think I like those games enough to want to get it, but it was cool to watch a little bit. But what about Game Pass games?
So new on Game Pass is Inscription on console, PC, and cloud.
Yes, which I have been wanting to play that game. So now it's on Game Pass, so now I have a chance to.
What is that game about?
It's kind of like a deck builder roguelike, I think.
Oh,
for some reason, I'm thinking it was kind of like Slay the Spire or something.
Oh.
That's my thoughts on it.
Okay.
I don't remember if that's how true that is, because I haven't played it myself, but for some reason, that's what I was thinking. But I heard this game was pretty good.
Okay, add that to the list of the games you want to play.
Yeah. That's a multi-page document. Yeah.
But let's jump on to where everyone could find us. You could find us on our YouTube channel at Game of Parents Podcast, where you'll find audio versions of these episodes.
Or over on X at x.com/GamerParentsPod.
Or on Instagram at Gamer_Parents_Podcast.
You can check out our weekly live stream over on Twitch at twitch.tv/GamerParentsPod, where we stream most Tuesday nights around 8:30, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes.
Usually I would always say 8:30, but it's honestly been more like 9.
Yeah.
So go to our channel and give us a follow. Turn on notifications so you get that alert whenever we do happen to go live.
Yep. But the best place to find us would be on our Discord server, and the link to that can be found on our episode description down below.
That's where we talk about life and games all throughout the week, so we invite you to come hang out with us there.
Mm-hmm.
But that is all that we have for you guys this time, so we will catch you in the next one.